Hello and welcome to Chief Among Friends. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Hobson, the Chief Medical Officer at Orion Health. On this podcast, I chat about topics ranging from technology priorities to new innovations in integrated and coordinated care to healthcare sustainability. You can follow the conversation on hashtag Chief Among Friends and be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Chris Hobson. Today, I'd like to talk about a topic that's on everyone's mind, the COVID-19 pandemic, and what can technology do to help? I'm recording today's interview from my home in Toronto, Canada, where we are under near total lockdown while we try to reduce the impact of the virus, especially on our health system. Some immediate questions that come to mind include, how can we leverage technology to better manage the COVID-19 pandemic? Can we help hospitals reduce their load? And can we help people to cope in the community? How does our knowledge of population health help us face an unprecedented situation? Today, I'm very excited to have my friend Andrea Tate here with me. Andrea is a healthcare executive with 2 decades of experience in both the public and private sector, and has recently been working every hour of the day putting together a coronavirus management solution for the benefit of patients in both Canada, the US, and internationally. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you, Chris.
So, first question. So, what challenges are you hearing from clients about COVID-19?
So, obviously, this is a really rapidly increasing challenge. And one of the main things is coping with the load on our healthcare system and doing whatever we can to decrease the load that will come on our healthcare system as this virus continues to advance. We think about how to optimize the use of resources, and that's health service providers, PPE resources, all of those things are really important as we continue to manage our way through this virus. And we need to do this all really quickly. So in healthcare generally, we tend to take our time, study effects, and make decisions over a longer horizon to make sure that we consider all the factors like privacy and security and safety. We need to do all of these things really quickly, which is important. And I think the last thing is just around getting test results and getting them completed and into the hands of patients as quickly as possible.
Interesting. So what is unique about the Orion Health COVID-19 solution that you've been working on?
So what we've really done at Orion Health is attempt to approach this in an integrated fashion. So what does that mean? It means from screening through to remote patient monitoring at home, through to telehealth consults, through to reporting and analytics and considering other conditions that a patient may have, we're looking to put those things all together in one spot. So it makes a really comprehensive pandemic outbreak monitoring platform and a way to treat patients more completely in a patient-centric way, but do that remotely. It leverages all of the work that Orion has already done around population health. And frankly, for a long time at Orion, we've been committed to what we call the right care to the right patient in the right place, and driving care out of the traditional acute care settings and into the community and home has been a lot of our work. So the natural extension of that is to do that now in the face of this pandemic.
Excellent. So we've been hearing a lot about flattening the demand curve. Where exactly and how does the Orion solution help to flatten the curve?
I think it does that. It helps do that in a few ways. The first thing is the fewer people we can bring in direct contact with each other, we automatically help flatten the curve. So that means treating patients who may be positive for coronavirus or may be suspected of coronavirus or may have other conditions that would normally bring them into hospital. Caring for those patients, monitoring those patients at home, and making only decisions when we have to about bringing people into hospital, into proximity of other people, automatically helps flatten the curve. It also reduces the risk to our healthcare providers. So the less patients that healthcare providers have to see face to face, the more they're going to be free to see really sick patients face to face, and the more we're going to free up things like personal protective equipment that are required.
Can you tell us more about the new self-assessment portal / website that was launched for public use?
Absolutely. So the public website is at www.covidrisk.com. It's a simple way to self-assess yourself. It considers things like risk factors, your age, your contact history, any pre-existing conditions that you may have. And when you complete it, patients can enroll in an online remote patient monitoring solution. And that's going to do some basic things that remind patients, check in on them every day or even a couple of times a day, remind them to do things like take their temperature, monitor their cough, and take a look at whether people are getting better, whether they're the same, or whether they've in fact gotten worse. And then I think the last thing that's really important to this is that we'll have reporting and analytics that come out of these risk monitoring solutions. And that's really informative as we plan and change our approach to managing this virus. Information is power in this case. And so the more reporting we can get out of these kinds of tools, the better prepared we are.
So the public website, the covidrisk.com, could that be adapted for specific situations where clients perhaps have specific needs around that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we fully expect that clients in different settings will have slightly different needs. We've spoke with a client recently who has a need to have a specific screener for Aboriginal populations. And so it's pretty easy for us to adapt that to suit that need.
Excellent. We've heard a lot about remote patient monitoring. Remote monitoring of patients is an idea whose time has come. As we said in the introduction, at Orion, we've been looking at this for a while. Can you tell us more about Orion's remote patient monitoring solution?
I think remote patient monitoring is a really compelling solution, certainly for a virus like this, but for many things that we're seeing in increasing prevalence in our society. So chronic diseases like chronic heart failure and COPD and diabetes really benefit from remote patient monitoring for a couple of reasons. It's symptom tracking and reporting and trending over time. It shows patients and their families the same kind of trending that their doctors see, which is really important to start to change the way you take care of yourself as somebody who's responsible and a part of your care team. It's really configurable. So we talked about COPD and CHF and COVID and coronavirus tracking, of course. We could also track things like mental health and addictions wellness paths on this. So those kinds of things. I totally agree with you, Chris, when you say it's an idea whose time has come. I think it's an idea whose time has come and is fully mature and is ready to deploy immediately. Orion Health has built a solution that runs in an offline capability, so you can actually get alerts and updates and those things pushed to your phone and then be offline for a period of time, complete those tasks, and then be back online. So it even works where we're really challenged for things like network. Clinicians are automatically notified when the patient triggers an alert or has results that are concerning. But we can configure those alerts. So we limit the risk that we're going to overwhelm health service providers or clinicians with tons and tons of alerting or information that's not relevant. We can customize those alerts. We can build them only for the things that clinicians need to know about. And it helps clinicians to deal with the fatigue that they often get from dealing with massive amounts of incoming data and sorting through it to figure out what's important for that patient. The last thing I would say is in our Orion solution, it integrates with the patient portal and the HIE or the EHR where possible. These are really important things because remote patient monitoring results are a part of the patient's overall health status. And so having that all in one place is really valuable from an ongoing treatment perspective.
That's excellent. And actually, just to ask you another question, has the Orion remote patient monitoring solution been deployed already in Canada?
It has, actually. It's pretty extensively used in the province of Quebec. And our colleagues in Quebec have been kind enough to release their COPD, CHF, and diabetes pathways that are clinically proven to other clients of Orion to start their ability to use those pathways quickly.
One of the things that I've heard that Orion's been working on is the artificial intelligence and machine learning specifically applied to populations and risk predictions and so on. So I'm just wondering, how will AI and machine learning play a role in this solution?
So I think AI and machine learning are an important part of this solution, not just now, but as we move through other stages of the virus. So it's important for us to know now, to be able to track outbreaks, to be able to trace outbreak patterns where possible, and AI can help us do that. As we move through this, the stages of this virus, and we're looking for who has had the virus and gotten better and trying to figure out if those people now have immune systems that are supporting that and they're no longer affected by the virus, that information will really only be able to be surfaced and used by tools that include artificial intelligence. As we accumulate more data, artificial intelligence will be the differentiator that allows us to analyze that data, learn from it, and take the steps we need to take as we react to this virus and its changes.
Thank you so much, Andrew. That's very interesting. And we'll look forward to seeing how that solution progresses and how the disease progresses over time. Thank you for joining me today on Chief Among Friends. For more information, don't hesitate to contact me on Twitter at Dr. Chris Hobson, LinkedIn, or visit our website at www.orionhealth.com.